Blog Talk Radio.
First game.
never alone. You're a good, good father. never changing. You are perfect. Always been perfect. Always been loving.
Everybody, welcome to Prolific Fire. Thank you so much for taking the time to join me on tonight. The first song that I played for tonight was Abba by Jonathan David Hensler. The second song was Good Good Father by House Fires. With that being said, I pray that you are blessed by the word on tonight. Let's get right into it.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, tonight I ask that you give me the script, Lord God, to release this word, God, the way that you gave it to me, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Tonight, the foundational text comes from 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 10 through 14 from the NIV. Elisha sent a messenger to say to Naaman, go wash yourself seven times in the Jordan, and your flesh will be restored, and you will be cleansed. But Naaman was very angry and said, I thought that he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, wave his hands over the spot, and cure me of leprosy. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Couldn't I wash in them and be cleansed? So he turned and went off in a rage. Naaman's servants went to him and said, my father, if the prophet had told you to do something great, some great thing, would you not have done it? How much more then when he tells you to wash and be cleansed? So he went down and dipped himself in the Jordan seven times, as the man of God had told him, and his flesh was restored and became clean like that of a young boy. Again, this, the foundational text is 2 Kings chapter 5, 10 through 14 NIV. As a young girl, I grew up in the 80s with a love for music, sharing the radio with my uncle and having to listen to whatever he was listening to. Needless to say, I ended up listening to a lot of Teddy Pendergrass growing up, my uncle's favorite singer. But I'll never forget the Christmas my mom bought me my own record player. And I no longer had to share with my uncle. I was free from Teddy Pendergrass, and I could listen to whatever I wanted to for a change. Artists like Prince, Chaka Khan, New Edition, Boy George and Culture Club, just to name a few of the albums that I had. This current generation of teens and preteens will never know the skill it took to play albums on a record player, having to carefully place the needle on the album or risk it skipping, or even worse, repeating the same thing over and over and over again. And me standing there hoping the song would somehow magically just play through to the next part, to the next part. Indeed, this current generation will never know how frustrating it is to know what the next part of a song is and not be able to hear it. My favorite part of the song, the part I was so eager to get to. But because the album keeps repeating itself over and over and over on the same part, I can't get to it. Stopping the album by first removing the needle, then the album itself, blowing on it, the breath of life, and putting it back didn't always help either, but it was always worth a try. Thankfully, albums have upgraded since then. First, there were cassette tapes, and from there, CDs, and now, we live in a world of digital downloads, MP3s, etc. But what happens when you can see things changing with the times, things changing with the times all around you, things making definite progress for the better, yet things in your own life are somehow stuck back in time? Like on my favorite album, like one of my favorite albums, attempting to play on a record player. Certain words, certain things are just being repeated over and over again. You're repeating the same cycle. No matter how eager you are to move on to the next part, eager to move on to your future, it really feels like your life is on repeat again. On repeat again. Tonight's message, tonight's foundational text, we see Naaman going through a repeat cycle of his own. He wanted to move on from leprosy, be healed. He wanted to move on from leprosy and to be healed. But he just didn't like how things were going. He didn't like the idea of having to repeatedly wash himself, dip himself 7 times in some of the nastiest water around. But in order to get his healing, he had to repeat the process 1 time, dip himself in, pull himself out. Repeat the process 2 times, dip himself in, pull himself out. Repeat the process 3 times, dip himself in, pull himself out. Repeat the process 4 times. Dip himself in, pull himself out. Repeat the process again 5 times. Dip himself in, pull himself out. And like many of you, just when Naaman thought it was safe to catch his breath and breathe, just when he thought he had successfully pulled himself out, he found himself going back in because the process was not finished. Somebody, the process is not finished. Back in the water you go, Naaman. Repeat the process 6 times. Dip yourself in, pull yourself out. Repeat the process 7 times. Dip yourself in, pull yourself out. Naaman dipped himself in the Jordan 7 times, as the man of God instructed him to do. Naaman dipped himself in the Jordan 7 times. Because this season of your life is not contingent on what somebody else can do for you, but what you, out of obedience, will do for yourself. Dipped in the Jordan 7 times. Because this season of your life is not contingent on what somebody else can do for you, but what you, out of obedience, will do for yourself. Somebody, you're halfway there. You just don't know it yet. Stop comparing what you're going through to what it seems that others are not going through. You don't know that next person's struggle. And to compare yourself to them is not wise. 2 Corinthians 10 and 12. It's not wise to think you're the only one who has ever felt like your life was on repeat again and want to give up? When you think about it, life is a process that has been repeating itself, good or bad, for centuries. That's why Ecclesiastes 1:9 says, there's nothing new under the sun. There is nothing new under the sun. Therefore, beloved, don't give up. Somebody under the sound of my voice, don't give up on yourself, on the future you know God has for you, because you feel stuck on one sour note, on the same note, on that same note, and it keeps repeating itself. Don't give up just because every time you try, you keep hearing the same thing over and over and over. It's on repeat again, over and over and over. The people you've reached out to keep telling you the same thing over and over, like a scratch record. They keep telling you the same thing over and over and over, like a scratch record. Remember, the Bible says a righteous man falls seven times. A righteous man falls seven times, but he gets back up. That's the good part, but he gets back up. Proverbs 24:16, God's Word translation. What does that really mean? It means sometimes getting up and staying up is a process. It means sometimes getting up and staying up is a process. And there will be times when you fall. Hear me tonight. There will be times when you fall. Times when you fall short, despite your relationship with God. There will be times when you fall. Times when you fall short, despite your relationship with God. But get back up. But get as many times as it takes until you are able to stand on your own two feet, stable and secure. Get back up as many times as it takes until you're able to stand on your own two feet, stable and secure. Naaman, every time he dipped himself in that nasty Jordan River, he pulled himself out, and he kept repeating the process over and over and over again until he got his healing. Sometimes it comes down to something as simple as how bad do you want it? Sometimes it comes down to something as simple as how bad do you want it? How bad do you want to hear the next part of the song that God has been singing over you? Somebody, how bad do you want to hear the next part of the song that God's been singing over you? In Zephaniah 3:17, God says, I will rejoice over you with singing. I'm here to tell somebody, let the process play out. That's right, I know it's hard, but let the process play out. You will be healed. You will be cleansed. You will be delivered from other people's opinion when God gets through with you. In tonight's foundational text, at first, Naaman cared about how it looked for him, of all people, commander to the army of the king of Arab, a man highly regarded. He cared about how it looked for people to see him going down to the nastiest river there was to be healed. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been mad. He wouldn't have been so angry if he didn't care. In fact, he cared so much that he had the nerve to suggest two other rivers instead. Sometimes, we try to give ourselves options by suggesting stuff that is clearly not an option. Elisha told Naaman to go and wash yourself in the Jordan. He told him the Jordan, no other river now, the Jordan. Therefore, there was no other option. But here's the thing. Naaman cared about how it looked for him to be going down to that particular river, how it looked for people to see him going down there. A word for somebody. Stop caring about how people feel about certain things. Stop caring about people seeing you go down, seeing your health go down, seeing your marriage go down, seeing your finances go down, your business go down. because you won't stay down. Again, somebody stop caring about people seeing you go down the way that Naaman cared about people seeing him go down to that Jordan River. Stop caring about people seeing you go down, seeing your health go down, seeing your marriage go down, seeing your finances go down, seeing your business go down, because you won't stay down. You will not stay down. And the same people that are watching you now, we have to watch you come back up again, because you will not stay down. You won't stay down. Stop caring about people seeing you go down to that church for help. Stop caring about people seeing you go down to that church for help, the way that Naaman went to Elisha for help in the text. If they're not the ones helping you, what difference does their opinion make? You know, I like to keep it real with you on Prolific Fire, and I'm here to tell you, if they're not the ones helping you, what difference does their opinion make? You got to do what you got to do to stop this tailspin, to stop this repeat cycle you're in. You got to do what you got to do to stop this tailspin, to stop this repeat cycle you're in, to make it through this process. Somebody, you got to do what you got to do to make it through this process and get your life back and off of being on repeat again, once and for all. I say once and for all because nowhere in the Bible do you read that leprosy came upon Naaman a second time. After he had been obedient, that's the key, after he had been obedient and allowed the process to play out, though he was sick and sick and tired of the repeat process, as many of you are, you're sick and tired of the repeat process, still it was worth it. And it will be worth it for you too. Naaman needed everything he went through. Hear me? Naaman needed everything he went through. He needed every second he spent in that Jordan River. He needed everything he went through. He needed every second he spent in that Jordan River, dipping himself in, pulling himself out. He needed it to get clean, to get whole, to get free of leprosy. But not just leprosy. He needed that nasty Jordan River to break down that nasty ego of his. He needed that nasty Jordan River to break down that nasty ego of his, to strip him of pride and humble himself in his own eyes. Beloved, you need everything you're going through. Hear me? You need everything you're going through. You don't want it. And that's understandable. You don't want it because it's not pleasant to your flesh, but you need it. In Luke 11:1, the disciples asked Jesus to teach them to pray, teach them to tap into another realm. In Luke 11:1, the disciples asked Jesus to teach them to pray, teach them to tap into another realm. And that's exactly what you're being taught now. You don't understand, but I'm here to bring light to it tonight. That's exactly what you're being taught now. You're being taught to tap into another realm. The more you need, the more you pray. The more you seek, the more you expect. The more you don't care who sees you going down to that joint, going down to that church. You don't care who sees you asking for help. Because you're so desperate. You're so desperate. You just need this cycle to break and stop repeating. You need that leprosy to heal. Whatever it is that has broken out in your life, you need it to heal. You need that leprosy to heal. Whatever it is that has broken out in your life, and it doesn't look pretty, but it has literally spread it. It has literally affected everything else that you were trying to do. You need that thing to heal. Therefore, you cannot afford time wasting on anger. Therefore, you cannot afford to waste time on anger, feeling like there was something that you could do otherwise, feeling like there should have been another way, wasting time on pride or self-pity. You cannot afford all of that. And just accept that even in this, you're going to be obedient. And just accept that even in this, your hardest situation by far. But even in this, you're going to be obedient and stay obedient. It was obedience that got Naaman healed. It was obedience that got Naaman healed, ended his repeat cycle. It was obedience that got Naaman healed and ended his repeat cycle, regardless of how he initially felt about the process. You see, you don't have to like it, but sometimes it is what it is. And that's what it took to get Naaman healed, even though he didn't initially like the process. Father God, we know that all things work together for the good of those who are called according to your purpose, Romans 8:28. But sometimes the effort it takes to get beyond the repeat and experience or even see the good can be challenging, to say the least. Yet we trust you with our lives. Take control. Cause us to obey. When, like Naaman, things are not the way we wanted or what we would have thought them to be, but still, we know tonight that you are a healer, a cleanser, a deliverer of deliverance and of other good. We know tonight that you are a healer, a cleanser, a deliverer of deliverance and other good. Therefore, we come against all words spoken with evil intent. Therefore, we come against all words spoken with evil intent, designed to keep us trapped into thinking things can't get better. Every word curse planted and attempting to dominate, be uprooted, broken in power, in Jesus' name. Satanic power, we do not fear you. When God's power is stronger, I plead the precious blood of Jesus over every person listening, over their mind, over your mind. Your mind will not cause you to quit, but you will be able to see past this, to see past today. See yourself whole and confident, leading and not following. Just like Naaman, after he received his healing, it's in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Tonight, I respectfully ask that if you're in need of salvation or you just want to know more about salvation, please go to prolificfireministry.com. There you will be led in prayer and receive salvation, and also you will learn more about salvation. There on the website, God gave me 16 things about salvation, 16 benefits of salvation, along with scripture. I'm not saying that there are not more. There are a lot of awesome benefits to being saved, but at that time, he only gave me 16 with scripture. So go to prolificfireministry.com and check that out. However, if you need prayer or Bible-based consultation, please call or text 865-408-8690. Again, the number is 865-408-8690, or you can email, if you prefer, prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire@gmail.com. If you're on the phone right now via Block Talk Radio and you have a specific prayer request, you don't have to wait. If you have us, press 1 on your phone and I will be with you after these last few announcements. If you have a prayer request, urgent prayer request, press 1 on your phone. Get your specific prayer needs in your head and I will be with you right after these last few announcements. If you need this ministry's PayPal information or Cash App information, go to paypal.me/prolificfire. Go to paypal.me/prolificfire or Cash App, the cash symbol, Prolific Fire. Prolific is with a capital P, Fire is with a capital F, Cash App, the money sign, Prolific Fire. As usual, you can find me on Twitter @ProlificFire, on Instagram @ Prophetess Stacy, and like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. And if you need to, you can DM me on Twitter. I don't mind. DM me on Instagram if you need to. It's fine. Do what you need to do. Join us on November the 16th. For Faith on the Line with Prophet Faith, for prayer and encouragement, Friday night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. Call 347-426-3782. You know the number that many of you called tonight, and I thank you for it so much. Again, it's 347-426-3782. Your prayer request will be taken then, too. If you desire. So if you miss tonight for whatever reason, but you desire prayer, have your mind made up then and just give us that call and we will be glad to pray with you. Again, 347-426-3782. Call in. Then join me, Prophetess Stacy, back here on November the 19th on Prolific Fire on Monday, as always. Same night, time, and place. The message will be when you enter on. The message is when you enter on. Hope to see you all then.
God be the glory. I'm going to ask one more time before we get off the air. Is there anybody via Blog Talk Radio tonight that desires prayer? If so, press 1 on your phone. And I will be glad to pray with you right now. If not, I thank each of you for being there, whether you're on the phone lines, online, on iTunes, on the podcast. I thank you so much. Until next time, have a blessed night. I'm out.